move, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant, WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we finished up the first hour of today's show with brand new music from the Sorcerers out of Leeds, England. That's Richard Ormrod on reeds and vibraphone, Neil Innes on bass. No, not the same Neil Innes that was in the Bonzo Dog Band and the Ruddles and Monty Python's Flying Circus. A different guy, a younger guy. Joost Hendricks on drums, and their newest member, making them a quartet now, Johnny Richards, who plays vintage electronic keyboards like the Mellotron, the Gen 73 synthesized piano, and the Farfisa organ. And they have just released their fourth album, Other Worlds and Habitats. It came out last month, and from that album we heard the song Echoes of Earth by the Sorcerers. They're sounding a little bit like the Budos Band's early Ethio-inspired material there. I really like that track. And before that, another great one. Brand new music from Mulatu Astatke. The first album under his own name in 12 years. It's called Mulatu Plays Mulatu. It's going to be released on September 25th by Strut Records, but we have a copy of it now at WRIR, thanks to our friends at Strut Records. And this album is a major statement from the man who invented Ethio Jazz. He's reimagined some of his most famous compositions here, and he's integrated traditional Ethiopian instruments like you heard on that song, Krar, Masenko, Kibero drums, with his long-running London-based jazz ensemble. You heard a new version of one of his most famous compositions, Nitsanet, or Liberty, from that new album, Mulatu Plays Mulatu by Mulatu Astatke, coming next month. And we're going to get right into the second hour of today's program in just a moment. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. The Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project is a volunteer-based organization which has been providing practical and financial support for abortion services in Virginia since 2004. They seek to make these vital health care services accessible to all people, regardless of their financial status. If you are in need of services, you can call 888-847-1593. For more details, including ways you can help out, you can visit rrfp.net to find out how you can get involved. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Now, as I said at the top of the show, the pianist and band leader Eddie Palmieri passed away on Wednesday at the age of 88. And really, there's no possible way that I could pay full tribute to him, one of the most important musicians of the 20th century, in just 1 hour. But what I've done, I've selected seven of my favorite Palmieri recordings for you to fill up this whole second hour of today's show. And I'll tell you more about Eddie Palmieri throughout the hour, but let's get started with some music right away, beginning with his soul side. And here's the eponymous song of his band, Harlem River Drive, right now on Global Agogo. We'll be right back.
tasty.
the music of Eddie Palmieri for the whole second hour of Global Agogo today. And that was one of my all-time favorites of his, the title track of his album, Vámonos Pal Monte, Let's Go to the Mountains. And that song features the Palmieri brothers on keyboards. That's Eddie on piano and his older brother, 9 years older, Charlie, with a real star turn on organ. What an incredible organ solo on that track. Eddie called Charlie his greatest inspiration. Charlie turned his younger brother on to all kinds of music, the American big bands of the 1940s, and then their Latin peers from the same era, the Mambo Kings. He even introduced Eddie to the person who had become Eddie's piano teacher, who had been Charlie's piano teacher as well, Margaret Bonds, who taught in the building that houses Carnegie Hall in Manhattan. So before Vámonos Pal Monte, you heard Eddie Palmieri giving into commercial pressure to record Boogaloo, which was all the rage in Latin music in like 1967 and 68. So Palmieri, and you heard there at the beginning of the song, Palmieri, Boogaloo, como no, why not? Or I'm doing it because I have to, or something like that. But anyway, he cut one of the best boogaloos ever there. It's called Ay Que Rico, and you can find it on his album Champagne from 1968. It's like several orders of magnitude fancier than what anybody else did in the boogaloo genre in that year. And then we started that set in the second hour today with Harlem River Drive, which is a band that Eddie and Charlie put together in 1970. And they brought in soul, funk, jazz, and Latin musicians into this band, plus had a serious amount of social commentary in the lyrics. Harlem River Drive theme was the song you heard, and the album is simply called Harlem River Drive as well. It came out on Roulette Records in 1971. This band only made one studio album, plus they did two live albums that were recorded at Sing Sing Prison in upstate New York. But this band, as brief as its life was, influenced everyone from War out on the West Coast to Chick Corea to basically anyone who's ever played anything since 1971 that's called Latin Soul, Harlem River Drive. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. And right now is the time where I generally talk about someone who's listening to this program in some interesting way. And I have a new one, a new story on that I just found out about. So I want to say hello to the folks who are volunteering at Bread Across Borders in Charlottesville, who listen to this program every Sunday afternoon as they do their rounds. They're listening streaming, of course. And Bread Not Borders is a nonprofit organization that breaks down borders and builds bridges between different communities by sharing food. They're an all-volunteer organization that started in 2020 during the lockdown with the model of delivering surplus food from stores and farms to the working-class communities of Charlottesville, to a variety of low-income members of the Charlottesville community, immigrants, and also elders and folks with disabilities. If you would like to know more about Bread Across Borders, you can write to them on email at breadacrossborders@gmail.com. You can also find more about the organization on Facebook. Just search Facebook for Bread Across Borders. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I will announce that on the air as well.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
And you're listening to Global Agogo's tribute to Eddie Palmieri, who passed away on Wednesday. Next up on the program is Eddie Palmieri's Salsero. And I have to start by saying that Eddie hated the term salsa. He always said that the music he played started as Afro-Cuban, like the Mambo Kings, you know, Tito Puente, a big influence on him. Tito Rodriguez, he played with Tito Rodriguez when he was just in his teens. Machito was one of his great influences as well. But then this music, he said, became Afro-Caribbean because of the contributions of Puerto Ricans and New Yorkans like Eddie. Eddie was born in New York City. And finally, he said, this music just became Afro-world. Let's start with this song. This is like as classic as Salsa Dura can get. Eddie Palmieri, Justicia, right here on Global Agogo.
En el mundo, los desamores.
that's the title track of one of the seminal albums in Latin jazz, Bamboleate by Eddie Palmieri and Cal Jader. Cal Jader was a vibraphonist from California who had this kind of cool sound, you know, West Coast sound. He played with Dave Brubeck and people like that. And but then when he played with Palmieri and Palmieri's first great band that you heard backing them up there called La Perfecta, so that brought out a whole new heat in Cal Jader's playing. And then Palmieri, on his side, could really indulge his interest in modern jazz, playing with Jader, a guy who that was really his world. 1967 album, Bamboleate. They did two albums together. That's the second of the two. One was for Jader's label, the other was for Palmieri's label. Before that was also La Perfecta and their biggest hit, a song called Azúcar. La Perfecta was Palmieri's first really great band, like I said. He wanted to put together a band like those of the Mambo Kings that he admired, like Machito and Tito Puente, four trumpets on the front line. Of course, the full percussion section, you had to have that. But he couldn't afford the trumpets. And so instead, what he put together was something that was based more on an older style of Cuban band called charanga, which had violins and flutes. But he didn't want the violins. He had this white hippie trombone player named Barry Rogers. And then he got George Castro to play wooden flute, and that was the key to La Perfecta. There would usually be a second trombone player. In fact, on the track that I just played for you, which Azúcar, I believe the second trombone player there is João Donato, the great Brazilian musician. He's better known as a composer and a pianist, but also played trombone. Eddie's brother Charlie named that sound, instead of charanga, he called it trombanga. And that name really caught on, and the style really caught on. And pretty soon, every band on the Cuchifrito circuit in New York, that's where all the Latin bands played all their dances. Pretty soon, they all had multiple trombone players. And that was from 1965, by the way, the title track, essentially, of the album, Azúcar Parti, Sugar for You, by Eddie Palmieri. And then we started that set with Justicia, which is salsa dura, hard salsa at its finest, I think, with highly political lyrics that were written by Eddie himself and by the original singer of the song, Ismael Quintana. The lyrics include, he says, with the sound of my drum, hear my drum, I demand justice. And this was the new sound of Latin music circa 1969. It was becoming very politically conscious. And but the version of that I played for you was not the original. It was another version that Eddie recorded in 1985 on his album Solito. And the original version is great, don't get me wrong. I personally like this other version and a little bit better. And I think the reason is probably because it was the first version of it that I ever heard. So Eddie Palmieri and Justicia there. And I'm going to end my tribute to Eddie Palmieri, who just passed away on Wednesday at the age of 88, with Eddie at his most experimental. So this is a guy who never finished high school. He was a working professional musician by the time he was like 14 or 15 years old. But he was a real homemade intellectual, a guy who we would say now liked to do his own research, for better or worse. I'm not going to talk about all the trouble he got in with the IRS by doing his own research. But anyway, he was a stubborn guy and a real kitchen table intellectual. Now, we know that his playing was influenced by jazz pianists like McCoy Tyner and Thelonious Monk, who used a lot of dissonance. But when you listen to this next song, this last song I'm going to play for you, because it's a long one, Un Dia Bonito, from his landmark album, The Sun of Latin Music, you can't help but think that he was going way beyond McCoy Tyner and Thelonious Monk to Cecil Taylor, Arnold Schoenberg, John Cage. If you really listen closely and use your imagination, you might hear Lee Scratch Perry. I mean, certainly you hear the influence of dub in this. And, you know, psychedelic rock like Pink Floyd and things like that. All of it in the son of Latin music. This album won the first ever Grammy for Best Latin Recording. I guess the Grammy must have been in 75. The album came out in 74. And no album this edgy would ever get close to a Grammy Award anymore. But back then, because it was Eddie Palmieri and he was the greatest, it was the winner. So that's how we're going to end up today. Un Dia Bonito from the son of Latin music, 1974. And rest in power, Eddie Palmieri, the greatest who ever did it. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at the same time. Next up is David Noyes with Ambiance Congo. And remember, the future is unwritten.
Thank you.